Wildfires started in Southern California. Evacuation orders now cover nearly 200,000 people.
So let's go. Drop that garden hose and go. Before you get burned, let's go. Drop the garden hose and go.
A fire commander says it's possible that hundreds of homes have already been destroyed. There are protests planned in the Middle East over President Trump's plan to recognize the disputed city of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah saying this destroys the peace process. Jordan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, France and Britain among countries expressing concerns, warning of a potentially angry reaction in the Middle East. The Pope calling Jerusalem a unique city.
Va ora a Gerusalemme.
And saying the status quo should be preserved.
Fox's Simon Owen, President Trump speaks at 1 p.m. Eastern. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If we can laugh at ourselves, we'll be better off. There's a small Kansas town located about 100 miles south of Kansas City named Gas because large amounts of natural gas were found nearby. In an attempt to have fun with their name, the 564 residents of Gas painted their water tower red so it resembles a gigantic gas can. Get it? Gas Kansas. There's more. Near the water tower, they placed a sign that advertises their motto to travelers on Highway 54. It reads, "Don't pass gas." I think the people of Gas know how to laugh and not take themselves too seriously. Proverbs 17:22 says that's a good way to live because a cheerful heart is good medicine. What if this week I laugh at myself when I do something silly? I'll be better off, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. I chose this song specifically in light of Suzanne's conversation moments ago. The song's called Middle of the Road. You know the only thing in the middle of the road? Dead skunks.
Middle of the road.
And mushy moderates who can't make up their mind. We got a guest on the phone, John Giles from the Prudman Conservative Pack, and they're running a bunch of ads in support of Judge Roy Moore. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing good, Baron. Thank you for having me on.
Well, anytime, anytime. I've noticed your ads, and I've noticed something in particular about your ads. If you go to the FEC website, you can get on the Proven Conservative Pack, and you can look at your list of donors and where your money's coming from and how much you're bringing in and how much is going out. I've also noticed there's a pack in support of Doug Jones that's running ads, Highway 31 Pack. They provide no such disclosure. What do you make of that?
Well, all I know is we want to be legal in our disclosures. We've actually got an FEC lawyer that's a specialist in FEC law that's serving as my lawyer, but also doubling as the treasurer. And so we're filing and disclosing just like we're supposed to. I can't speak to 31. I have heard that they're just not visible.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I noticed when I saw the first ad is I noticed the disclaimer, and I thought, oh, I want to see who's donating to that pack, you know, where they're getting their money from, and then I couldn't find it. Then I noticed the Southern Poverty Law Center, that domestic terrorist organization, is running ads now in support of Doug Jones. And, I mean, just it's just the usual cast of characters out there running the same old stuff. Tell us why you got involved. When did the pack open, and what was the purpose?
Well, the PAC was formed just before the runoff. It was after the primary, but before the runoff. And we just saw a lot of money being spent basically taking the bark off of Chief Justice Roy Moore's tree. It's just false ads. And see, I've known him for about 25 years. I worked for Governor Hunt back in 1989 in economic development. And so we were all kind of involved when there were appointments in the administration and both grassroots folks. And I remember back then, former Congressman Jim Martin was the Commissioner of Conservation. And then there was a Republican Senator from Etowah County, Roy Smith. Great men, both stellar character, just sterling silver kind of guys. Well, they went over to see the governor one morning about 9 o'clock and told them that they wanted him to consider appointing Roy Moore, who was in the District Attorney's Office, to this judgeship. There was a circuit seat up there where a gentleman had died while in office. And the governor said, well, I'm going to have some people take me to the woodshed, but if you two gentlemen want him, consider it done. And, you know, I don't know if you've been involved or any of the listeners been involved in an appointment process, but when you bring a name before the governor to be appointed, you're putting your reputation on the line. And I called Senator Roy Smith during all this, after this Washington Post story broke, and I said, Senator, refresh my memory on the facts, and he did. I said, I want to ask you one question. Have you ever heard anything at all negative about Roy Moore? He said, well, you know, people, you know, moan and groan a little bit about maybe his style on the Ten Commandments monument, and he should have done this or he should have done that. But he said, nothing has ever come out about this gentleman except a sterling silver record, except for what he heard from the Washington Post when it broke that Thursday. And I also want to remind your viewers that Congressman Jim Martin and Roy Smith both lived in Etowah County all their life. They've known this gentleman all their life. I've only known him for 25 years. And, you know, Congressman Jim Martin at the time appointed him to West Point to attend the U.S. Military Academy. So I've known the man, and it was very easy for me just to say, this is something we've got to do to try to at least put some kind of a fence up against all this money coming out of Washington with false advertisement against Chief Justice Moore.
When you're no stranger to politics. You've been around a long time and met a lot of good and bad actors along the way. Have you ever seen a campaign quite as negative as this one?
It's unbelievable.
This may be the most negative I remember. And I somewhat blame Luther Strange for getting the ball rolling with relentless negativity. But
amazing. But they all broke the, first of all, they broke the 11th commandment that Ronald Reagan, if anybody is a true Republican, he's kind of our patriarch for this century. Ronald Reagan says the 11th commandment, you know, speak no ill of another Republican. And I mean, they spent $30 to $31 million collectively among all their collective groups, just doing nothing but spreading falsehoods against Chief Justice Roy Moore. But here's what you got to remember, and you already know this: in politics, they always strike you at your strengths. If they can put a crack in the wall with your strengths, then the rest of it's pretty easy. And I think they thought that they were going to cause him to, this is in the general election, thought they would cause him to resign early with all the pressure out of Washington, which proves that he's a fighter. You know, he did not resign and get out of the race, because that would have given them plenty of time to mount up a write-in campaign over Doug Jones in this general election. But your answer to your question, I've never seen anything this nasty. This is truly presidential-style politics with Washington money on the ground. There's more people on the ground doing opposition research right now than there are citizens in Etowah County. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. Everybody's being questioned. Everybody's being stopped on the street. They're just trying to find something. But it's never been as nasty as it is right here, Barron. But I will say this. Yes, I've been involved for probably 30 years in Republican politics and in public policy, and I've worked for a couple of governors and ran a 501c4, you know, involved with state legislature as well as Congress. But this is probably the single most important effort that I participated in, is seeing Chief Justice Roy Moore elected to the United States Senate. This has the potential of a paradigm shift in American politics and breaking up that club up there, where we can get back to economic, moral, social, constitutional, conservative governing. And so that's a long answer, but yes, it's nasty. And I've never seen anything this nasty inside the state of Alabama. And I'll tell you, the average guy could not have held up under this. The average guy, Roy Moore, is tough as nails. And the facts are on his side. And if the facts are on his side, I mean, the only thing you can take him down with is probably a bullet, you know, because he's just going to stand.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Jack Campbell, how are you?
Hey, man. What you know good?
I don't know.
Old
you,
Jack.
Old friend. How are you, pal?
I'm great, Jack. I didn't know you were in there.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I had to, you know, every now and then when we have these breaks, I have to go TT because I'm a be 62 years old.
Oh, that's I know. We're showing our mileage, aren't we, brother?
Yeah, John and I worked together for Guy Hunt years and years
ago. We did.
33 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Yep.
You know, I'm not a big Roy Moore fan, but what's fair is fair, and I'll tell you what's not fair is all this, you know, white supremacist. Where does this come from? I mean, talk about a last-ditch effort. You know, I know Doug Jones, I like him on the personal level, but to allow his campaign to send out what Barron just described before you came on, I mean, it's race baiting at its worst, and it's totally unjustified. I know Roy Moore enough to know he's not a racist.
And listen, you're exactly right. And you know, if you're for border security, all of a sudden you're a bigot and, you know, bigamist and you're a racist. It's just, but as you also know, it doesn't have to be true. All you got to do is just create the worst of the worst, and it's like the assaults on him. You know, from that first Washington Post story. If you, Jack, and Barron were to come up, what's the worst thing you could say about me is that I defiled my daughter? The second worst thing you could probably say is I defiled my grandchildren or my neighbor. I mean, that's the worst of the worst. And all you got to do is say it, put $1 million behind it, and then all of a sudden there's clouds over it. But you're exactly right. And by the way, as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, you know, like the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker of the House and the Governor and the Attorney General all have executive security. And you have a choice as to who you want to serve as your security officer.
Right.
He chose a black man to be his. So, I mean, come on, give me a break, you know?
Well, we got to take a break, John. You want to hang through and talk to us on the other side?
I'd be happy to.
All right. Our number, if you want to get in, I'm going to put you on hold. So just if you hear a break in the line, that's what's happening. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Don't forget, this hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friend, Kim Williams, over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223 is her number if you want to get in. 567-4223. You can check her out online as well, alahomemortgage.com. I'll tell you a little bit later in the hour how you can save a lot of money by calling Kim Williams and refinancing that mortgage. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick radio timeout. Oh, her NMLS number, by the way, 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We'll be back with John Giles in a moment. Jack Campbell, Barron Coleman. The train continues to run on the other side of the break. Oh, Mateo. Oh, Mateo.
Bibbidi see, bibbidi oh. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about we run? How about
we cry? When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
With Spectrum Internet, you can expect to get what you pay for. That means faster internet, consistent speeds, and better performance than our competition. But don't just take our word for it. Check the latest FCC broadband report. Then call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet. We deliver the speed you expect and the bandwidth to serve all your streaming needs. Did you know some internet providers actually slow down your connection once you go over your data limit? With Spectrum Internet, there are no data caps and no speed throttling. So call 844-855-2999 and get 100 megs of faster, more reliable internet. Just $29.99 when bundled. No modem fees, no contracts. That's the fastest internet starting speed available for the price and the bandwidth you need to stream, watch, and share on all your devices. Call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Troll pal Sky Mosley reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
Don't be a humbug. Get into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. A cast of more than 30 actors brings Scrooge's magical journey to vivid life in this spectacular production. Don't miss the River Region's favorite holiday tradition. Experience all the joy and goodwill of the Christmas season with A Christmas Carol, now through Christmas Eve. For ticket information, visit asf.net.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers and nutritionists, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Ask for a little Howard Jones. I provided Howard Jones.
Yeah, this is one of his less known songs.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Things can only get better, and but this is fine.
This is kind of a fun little song.
Yeah, it is.
My friends over at Mattress Firm want to hear from you because they have right now. I've been telling you this. It's that awkward time of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you don't really know when the sales are. Well, here's the good news. Mattress Firm has the sale going the entire time. So if you miss Black Friday, don't worry about it. Go to Mattress Firm. There are three locations right here in the River Region. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase. You can always save money at Mattress Firm. You can always sleep well at Mattress Firm, always. And they got trained professionals in there. I mean, this is the key to Mattress Firm. You don't walk in there and deal with somebody they just hired last week.
You walk in there and deal with somebody who's been trained on the different technologies on mattresses, what you need, how to get the right fit for each and every person that walks in there. Maybe you're a bigger American. Maybe you're a thinner American. Maybe you sleep with a restless partner. Maybe you don't. Maybe you sleep solo and you got the whole place to yourself. Well, no matter what the situation, they'll ask you a few questions, and they will get you squared away at once. And this process could not be easier. I'm telling you, I went in there expecting to spend hours. I was in and out of there in under an hour. Had a brand new mattress on the way, delivered the next day. They haul the old stuff away. It's fantastic. Set the whole thing up. Red carpet experience. Mattress Firm, my friends, where you can save money and sleep happy. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon each and every day right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. John Giles, chairman of the Proven Conservative PAC and longtime friend of Judge Roy Moore, joins us on the telephone. You there?
I am.
I want to ask, we had somebody call in off air and didn't want to go on the air, but and normally I chastise people for calling during the breaks and trying to ask questions, but I'm gonna appease the guy. He wanted to know about Roy Moore's position on gay marriage, and is that going to hurt him considering the mood of the country sort of moving in favor of gay marriage? What is your opinion on how that issue plays into this race?
Well, you know, opinions are one thing, political issues are another thing, but at the time, the Chief Justice was defending the Alabama Amendment, the amendment to the Alabama Constitution that defined marriage between one man and one woman. So if that hurts him, then it hurts him. It's not a political issue. It was a legal issue. So he was defending the institution of marriage as described in the Alabama Constitution in that amendment. I was involved back getting that amendment passed, and it voted 81%. I'm thinking it was 81%. In the state of Alabama, I can't quite remember the exact percentage, but it's huge. We were Mississippi beat us, and Alabama and Tennessee tied for second place, and then South Carolina, when they passed their amendment, was like fourth place. But, you know, he was basically defending the Constitution. So, you know, that's what's the problem right now, is that we're not governing according to the Constitution. And you take, for example, and I'm not trying to defer here, but we can come back to the subject if you want to, but you take this 60-vote rule that the Senate has invoked among the body up there at the U.S. Senate, that's contrary to the Constitution. It requires a simple majority to bring an issue up before Congress.
I have harped on that issue on this radio program time and time again.
It's
an unconstitutional mandate. Elections should have consequences. And what the 60-vote majority does, it bails out weak-kneed Republicans. It never bails out weak-kneed Democrats, because they always get what they want. But it bails out the weak-kneed Republicans, because you know as well as I do, John, and John Giles, chairman of the Proven Conservative PAC, joins us. You know as well as I do, Mitch McConnell doesn't have a conservative bone in his body. His biggest fear in life is 60 Republican senators. Because there is a true distinction between what he says he wants to accomplish and what he actually wants to accomplish. He says he wants tax cuts. He says he wants border control. He says he wants any kind of fiscal conservatism, social conservatism. He'll run around and campaign on that. But the reality is his donors, the people that keep him rich and keep him in office year in and year out, they don't want any of that. They don't want immigration reform. They're getting rich off the immigration system. They don't want tax reform. They're getting rich off the current tax system. Those people, the people who pay him, do not want a thing changed. They don't want Obamacare repealed. The pharmaceutical companies don't. The hospital companies don't. The doctors groups don't, because they have right now a guaranteed customer base that will go away the day it's repealed. And so those are the people who keep him in office. And that 60-vote majority keeps him from having to actually do anything. And it's unconstitutional, and we should know where our Republican senators stand. You know how we know that they fear this? Because they voted for Obamacare repeal when they knew Obama would veto it. They bring the same bill up 15 months later when Donald J. Trump is president, and they all turn and vote against it. Because their donors don't want them to repeal it.
That's 100% accurate, Baron. Well put. And, you know, I've thought about this often. You know, we talk about, the 60-vote rule. And Judge Roy Moore is opposed to that. And we'll go up there and stand the train up on its end and probably give them a civics lesson every day of the role of each branch of government. And when a piece of legislation is, you know,
unconstitutional or doesn't belong before the body or whatever, but you're exactly right. That 60-vote rule keeps them from voting on anything, going back home and having to... Because anytime you, as you well know, you vote for a piece of legislation or against a piece of legislation, you go back into your districts and somebody's going to be unhappy with you.
Yeah.
So it's something... But I've said this before, and I think we're at a... It's really a great time in this country because with the internet and with the exposure of what's going on with the Republican establishment, and I'm a Republican, with the Republican establishment and with this club up there in the U.S. Senate of everybody protecting everybody's seat, and, you know, they don't, all they're concerned about is their, you know, their salary, their power, being on the A-list of being able to go over to the White House and lunch with, you know, at the Republican club, you know what I'm talking about, all the luxury that comes with being a United States senator. But, you know, I have come to the conclusion that where we are today, these McConnell and company cannot live without K Street, and K Street cannot live without McConnell. And you take a Samuel Adams or a John Hancock or a Patrick Henry or a Roy Moore, you know, and I think Roy Moore is a modern-day Patrick Henry, in my view. I mean, I really do. But you take those three founding fathers, they wouldn't survive today in the U.S. Senate because they don't understand constitutional governing, and they've got it's these big mules standing in the road that they've got to do a slalom course around, and at the end of the day, they don't get anything done. You know, it's amazing.
John, what do you make of, Jack and I differ a little bit on the write-in votes, and young lady we had on during the last hour and I differ on the write-in votes. What do you make of the write-in votes? Could any of these write-in people disrupt the outcome?
There's been several scenarios of a low voter outcome, a medium, and a low, excuse me, a turnout, a low voter turnout, medium, and a high. I, before all this hit, I could tell you that it would not have had a significant impact. But after all this hit, you know, a lot of people got thrown into neutral. And, you know, that's the whole design behind negative advertising is throw people into an undecided column because, as you know and Jack knows, an undecided voter on election day will not go vote. And that you know, that's success. So a write-in candidate be like the Perot factor with Clinton. Clinton got into office without a majority of the American people's vote. It was like 40-something percent.
42,
why?
I think. It was low.
It was low. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't American. It wasn't a majority.
Yeah, I think Clinton may be the only two-term president ever that did not ever receive a majority of the vote.
But it was the Perot factor. Pulled enough Republicans away that Bush lost.
Yeah.
Bush lost. But, yes, it'd have a factor. And, you know, to my Republican friends, now, you know, if you do a write-in, you might as well just go ahead and vote for Doug Jones. Just go ahead and pull the lever for Doug Jones if you're going to do a write-in, because that's exactly what's happening. And you may not, and I'm talking heart-to-heart with you now, you know, you may not like the judge. You may not like how many times he uses the name of God in a speech. I mean, sometimes people get nervous if you use God more than three times. You know, God bless you, God bless the state of Alabama, God bless America. If you do more than three times, you know, people get turned off, you know. But you may not like, you know, some of his positions and stands, but I will tell you that he is a mirror reflection of the Republican platform. I will also tell you that he will fight to see President Trump's agenda through. But probably most importantly, it's not about who sits in the Senate seat in Alabama, but yes, it is. It's not about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, as you probably said on this program over and over, it's about the federal judiciary. And we are right now teetering with the United States Supreme Court. You got a couple of two or three that are aging, and we need Roy Moore's vote up there. But not only do we need his vote, we need him vetting these judicial candidates. I mean, vetting them so that we can get down to strict constructionists, originalists of the Constitution, and make sure that we don't put somebody on the bench like a suitor that leans more to legislating from the bench than applying constitutional and statutory law. But anyway, I got off base there.
No,
a little
you
bit,
didn't,
but,
because it, yeah. And actually, if you could see my notes, the next thing I was going to ask you about was the Supreme Court. It is, to me, the pinnacle issue. I am not a fan of the United States Supreme Court. I think we need to dismantle the entire federal judiciary, strip the United States Supreme Court, reverse Marbury versus Madison, take all of their power away, you know, declaw them and put them back to their original purpose where they only had original jurisdiction on a few cases between, you know, controversies between the states and a few other things. I think this idea that the Supreme Court is somehow a super legislative, political, public policy body, I think is absolutely asinine and absurd. I think the idea that federal judges can issue injunctions against states is absolutely unconstitutional and absurd. And I think the Congress, the legislative branch, has the ability, the statutory constitutional ability to limit the federal judiciary and to, without a vote of the president, without a veto of the president, completely do away with the federal judiciary. I'd love to see it happen. But the reality is you operate and you play the game that you show up and is being played. If you want to play, you play the game that's being played. And right now the game that's being played is the Supreme Court is the most important body of individuals in the entire country. They make the rules. They set the agenda. They set public policy. They don't reflect public policy. They set public policy.
Yes.
And if that's going to be the game that's being played when I show up, I got to play that game. And right now, we have a two-vote window. We have 52 Republican votes. We have two-vote window. And we have mushes like Jeff Flake who have donated cash to Roy Moore's opponent, Doug Jones, the Democrat. He ought to be kicked out of the Republican Party forever for donating to a Democrat against a Republican. But we have Jeff Flake. We have John McCain. We have Susan Collins. We have Lisa Murkowski, Lindsey Graham. We have so many people who we have to count on getting all of them together and only lose one or two of them and still keep a Supreme Court justice like Neil Gorsuch and get him approved. And that's all we can lose is two right now. If we lose Roy Moore, we can only lose one. And I don't count on Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins locking arms and demanding some feminist leftist. I just can almost envision it happening. I'm not as worried about Flake and McCain on judicial stuff. I am terrified of Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski saying, here's our opening, let's demand a feminist leftist liberal. And I'm telling you, it terrifies me, absolutely terrifies me. And that's the one issue I lean on almost more than anything.
Well, and that is the fight. And in every presidential debate, you get right down to the general election. Every presidential debate, it's over the Supreme Court, who you will appoint. And the issue that always surfaces is, do you think Roe v. Wade was a constitutional or unconstitutional legislating from the bench? It's always around the Roe v. Wade decision. When it gets down between party lines,
I'd go back further to Griswold versus Connecticut. But either way, you're exactly right. These are absolutely incredibly important public policy issues that are being decided by five people.
Yeah,
and if that's the rule of the game, we got to play the game.
You're right.
I got to take one more break. You want to do another segment with us?
Sure.
Because I want to get back to when we get back. I don't think the Roy Moore campaign's been run exceedingly well. I think the Proven Conservative Pack is staying on message a little better. And I want to ask, why in the heck were you not chosen to be more? Because I know PACs, most people don't realize this, PACs and campaigns can't communicate with one another.
That's right.
But I wish you guys could, because you seem a lot more message disciplined today than they have been for the last several weeks. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you. John Giles, chairman of the Proven Conservative Pack, on the phone. We'll be right back.
I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor. Planning a party? Try Sinclair's.
About 15 years ago, we took over the room downstairs from it. And it's a neat private room. It has its own separate entrance, has its own separate restroom. It can be one big room that'll seat up to about 60 people, or it's got a nice divider in it that we can split it up and have about 30, 35 on one side and 15 to 20 on the other side.
The party food options are completely up to you.
It can either be the same menus we serve upstairs, or we can do a special menu.
Book the party room at Sinclair's for your holiday party.
Christmas is obviously great. It's pretty booked. There's still plenty of openings if people will call, but I wouldn't wait too long to call. Call 271-7654 and ask for the manager on duty, which is either going to be Chrissy or myself. Anybody there can help them. We encourage you to call and book it for the holidays.
Get ready to party. Call Sinclair's East at 271-7654. Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving you the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service, satisfaction, and quality of work. We hope this holiday season you have time to enjoy your family and friends and that we all can be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
We would be honored if you give us a try.
For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
We're going to have to get our friend John Giles from his country estate down there and get him to come up to Montgomery and join us at Midtown Pizza Kitchen one afternoon.
John Giles?
Yes, yeah.
I've known John. Love to have lunch with him.
We got to have him over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't know if he can make it this week, but the special this week, I had it yesterday. It is unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. A handmade, homemade ragu sauce. Now, that's a style of sauce. That's not the brand you get at Publix. I'm talking about a real ragu sauce. It's got some meat in it. Oh, man, is it good. And it's over that gnocchi pasta with a real good potato-y taste to it. And it's got some Parmesan and fresh parsley over the top of it. It is unbelievably good. I got the dinner portion for lunch, and then I ate half of it for lunch. And well, I tried to eat half of it for dinner, but my daughter got into a little bit of it. So I ate a little bit of it for dinner, and it was, oh, gosh, it was unbelievably good. They have so much good food over there, the special each week, handcrafted by Chef Christoph Zegalia, as is the entire menu. Award-winning pizzas, AL.com. Now, granted, AL.com is a den of thieves, but they get it right on the food stuff because they declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in Central Alabama. Travel Magazine declared them the best pizza in the state of Alabama. So they got award-winning pizzas, strombolis, calzones, sandwiches. I mean, sandwiches the size of rugby footballs, it seems like. Salads are amazing. The dinner salads, the appetizers, the desserts, all the different pastas, the mushroom ravioli and the eggplant parmesan, which isn't a pasta at all. It doesn't have a single piece of pasta in it, and it's not fried. It's just amazing. You just got to try it. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. They're booking fast for the Christmas season on the private room at the Zelda Place location, and they'll cater to you. So if you don't see something you like, but if you're feeding too many people, ask them about the catering menu, and they can bring it to your office. And imagine how much productivity you get
Well, not everybody's leaving for 2 hours every day. You know, just come down 15, 20 minutes, eat, and go back to their office. It's amazing, amazing. You actually come out ahead every single day. John Giles, the chairman of the Proven Conservative PAC, rejoins us here. John, before we left, I mentioned the sort of the tone and tenor of the Moore campaign, and it seemed particularly terrifying right after the news of these girls broke, and then there was, you know, another week goes by and some more, and then another week goes by and some more, and it just seemed like they were lost and weren't responding well. And you seem to have a more systematic, disciplined approach formed by years of political battles, as we're talking here this morning. I wish you could have been there maybe the entire time, hand in hand with them. What do you make of how the Moore campaign has sort of weathered the storm?
Well, let me just say this. I know most of the folks over there, just a great group of people, and Bill Armistead has done a masterful job. I've known Bill since the Hunt administration. I mean, he has done a masterful job from what I've seen in the newspaper and from what I can just tell. Now, you have to understand, when an attack like that came, they attack them from the strengths of the Chief Justice, and it's like the Titanic hitting that iceberg. I mean, it throws you into defense. You're scrambling to keep supporters intact. You've got you're taking on water. The engines stop running. Your donors quit giving. It's just a horrific, particularly this kind of cataclysmic assault on Chief Justice Moore. And so it takes a few days. And, you know, I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, the Chief Justice had talked about, we're going to sue the Washington Post for defamation of character, which are hard suits, by the way. But as you know, they're gathering their data right now on that first accuser, you know, the whole first accuser thing. But, you know, that's probably what you experience. It's just taking on water. It's hard for the captain to get the ship back on, you know, turn back around and get it healed up. So in their defense, I think, you know, they've just done a great job. And what's wonderful here, Barron, is that, you know, I work for Governor James, and he said, Giles, he says, always remember this one thing. He says, you give people all the facts, and they make right decisions. You can trust them. And that's what's happened here. People on their own, through the internet, they're doing their own homework. Those that care to know the truth can get down to the facts, and the facts are on Chief Justice Moore's side. Well, but anyway, in defense of the campaign, I think they've done great with what kind of water they've been taking on.
Well, you and I sort of disagreed a little bit there, where I was sort of, I didn't think they were going to be able to right the ship, and I was worried about losing the seat to a Democrat. And so I kind of came out at one point and said, hey, you know, maybe the thing to do here is to say, I'll resign if I win, and give Kay Ivey the appointment, and Kay Ivey and I will get together and mutually agree on somebody. Kay Ivey sort of balance out the fears of some Republicans who are a little worried by Roy Moore's brand of conservatism, and balance out the fears of the Roy Moore supporters who are a little worried about Kay Ivey's lean to the establishment a little bit, and if they could find somebody mutually agreeable. But it wasn't that I thought Roy Moore was a horrific human being or a terrible person. I was terrified of losing the seat because it looked to me like they were adrift in the ocean in the middle of a hurricane and had no more. I mean,
I would say that's probably an accurate assessment for 2 or 3 days. When you've been hit. But, you know, the concept you're talking about of giving up your seat just so that, you know, it's almost like a guy going to war, he comes back losing his limbs, and somebody else, he steps aside and lets somebody else go get the Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, he's got all the battle scars, he's been in it. And, but, you know, here's where I am. You know, I had a reporter, it might have been Roll Call or one of those that called about all this, and they said, well, you know, how long have you known the chief? And of course, I told him, I said, I've been around him privately. I've been around him publicly. He's been around my daughter. He's been around my wife. I've seen him around other women. Not one off-color remark. Not one. Perfect Southern Christian gentleman, you know. And they said, well, what about these women? I said, ma'am, I don't know these women, but I do know Roy Moore. And that's all I need. Just like, you know, Barron, you know, when we know somebody for all these years, and it's just not in their DNA. But you know, I think the campaign is, you know, did get knocked off balance for 2 or 3 days. It's you're in total defense, and you're in damage control, and it took a few days to turn around. But
what do you make of the fact that the media and the Jones campaign are trying to lump all of the women in as assault victims, when even among their own words, some of them just said, you know, he was a little older and we dated, or we went out on a date, or he pursued me, maybe he called me a few times. So there's that component of it. And the second component is, I talked specifically after these allegations broke. I picked up the phone and called some of the folks who worked for the Senate Leadership Fund, the fund that ran all the attack ads against Moore and Mo Brooks. On behalf of Luther Strange and Mitch McConnell. And I called them, and I asked my contact over there, I said, why did you guys not go with this? How did you not find this? And her response to me was, Barron, if we would have found it, we would have used it. And we didn't, it's not for lack of trying that we didn't find it. You know, they were doing a lot of the same things the Washington Post was doing, which was boots on the ground in Ottawa County, asking people, knocking on doors, talking to old friends, talking to old classmates, a lot of the same things that the Washington Post allegedly did. And I asked her, I said, how did you not find this? I mean, apparently it's been bubbling under the surface. It's been an open secret, and everybody up there is talking about it. How on earth can you credibly claim to have done background research and not found it? And her response to me was, we didn't know about it, or we would have used it. What do you make of that?
Well, it's like the Chief Justice has said before, he's ran five statewide races. People do opposition research every race, just like you do on any candidate. Jack knows that. We've been involved in politics. You always do opposition research. You go to the courthouse. If you got more money, you go interviewing folks on the street. He's been investigated by the Attorney General's office. He's been investigated by the Judicial Inquiry Commission. He has been vetted as a judge during the Hunt administration, where you turn it over to executive security and they do background checks before we actually write the letter. He's been fully vetted. I mean, fully vetted. And then all of a sudden this stuff pops up. And I just kind of go back to Jim Martin and Roy Smith. You know, the first time they ever heard anything negative all about Roy Moore was that Washington Post story. And you know what? Quite frankly, I quit reading them. I don't give them any. They've lost all credibility. Although I buy a lot of product on Amazon personally, I don't agree with the political views of Zenos or whatever his name is.
Bezos, yeah. Hey, look, I'm with you. Yep. Amazon's like the greatest thing ever invented, and if it happens to make him $100 billion, that's fine. It's convenient.
Well, I mean, he wanted to get into social engineering, so he bought the Washington Post, and. Yeah. He's having his way, so more power to him. And that's free press, and that's all right, but I don't have to read it.
Well, what are you guys doing the last – I mean, we just got a few minutes here left in an hour. What are you guys doing the last 5 days in terms of the proven conservative PAC? And I'll just remind people who don't understand how federal politics works. A registered PAC cannot have any coordination or communication, really, with the campaign. So you guys aren't coordinating with Roy Moore at all, or not – You're not supposed to be anyway. So what is the plan? How are you guys going to close out the race? What is your message at the end?
Well, you know, fundraising has been horrible. I mean, it's been horrible. We're doing real good. Our fair right now could do better. I'm still raising money to try to get on TV and leverage social media, et cetera. But, you know, Senator McConnell clamped down on D.C. consultants. And an Alabama consultant said, stay out of this race unless you're with Luther Strange. And donors in Alabama were clamped down. I mean, larger donors that typically give, larger donors nationwide. Listen, I probably had $7 or $8 million worth of proposals out around the country to kind of anti-establishment, pro-family, pro-life, conservative donors. And all of them were in checkmate by McConnell. So it's been very difficult. And Barron, I really can't talk strategy, but we're just going to continue to let people know who Chief Justice Moore's opponent is, where he stands on the issues. He's so radical. I mean, the guy ought to be running for Congress in San Francisco, not in Alabama, for senator in Alabama.
I asked the question for my own selfish game, because I think there's one winning issue, and it's the court. I mean, it's the federal judiciary.
We're trying to make that case in ours. You know, the bottom line is Doug Jones will block President Trump's judicial appointments. The president asked the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, and other conservative think groups that are legal think groups to vet some names. He's got a list of 23. Gorsuch came off that list. Doug Jones will block or try to block every federal judicial appointment from President Trump, and Roy Moore will help vet and get the best people on the seat.
Well, and that to me is the closing
it
issue
is.
Because it is so
and that's in our ad
important.
And that's good. In our ad. Good. Now, good. Only have 30 seconds, but it's
yeah.
in our ad.
Yep. I understand. I mean, you're limited on yep. time when you're buying ads. John Giles, I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like you're doing well, and you ought to come up one day. I know you live way out in the country.
Love to
but
do that.
You ought to come up one day, and we ought to do lunch over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
That sounds good. As long as you have Jack Campbell there, because he's a riot.
I will make sure Jack shows up.
He is a one-man show.
You know, when you said that, what I heard right then was, I don't want to be seen in public with you, Baron, unless you have Jack there.
Oh, no, not at all.
It
just adds to the entertainment, brother. It adds to the entertainment.
Well, John, we really yep. appreciate it. Best
yes,
of luck
sir.
To you here
my
in
pleasure.
The last few days.
Thank you.
Yes,
vote
sir.
For Roy Moore.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
John Giles, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the Proven Conservative PAC. Let me tell you real quickly about our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, because I promised I would before we close the hour out. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage has saved our audience millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I'm not talking about a gimmick. I'm not talking about some, you know, where you spin a wheel and I'm not talking about some weird subprime. I'm talking about the mainstreamest of mainstream ways to refinance your mortgage. Kim Williams has worked for the big box banks. Now she does it independently. And the advantage you get when you're dealing with an independent lender is absolutely incredible. You can't compare it to the big box bank experience. The independent experience is so much different. It is a top-to-bottom, totally different experience because she can shop all of the available programs. She can shop all of the available government assistance programs and government. It's not government assistance. You're not taking welfare. I'm talking about wrinkles in the law that allow you to refinance with banks that the big box bank may not tell you about because they don't make enough money off of it to make it worth their time. Well, Kim Williams makes it worth your time. She wants to earn your business. Call her today. 567-4223. Write that number down and call her. 567-4223. Or find her online, alahomemortgage.com. Special thanks to John Giles for calling in. That was fun. That was fun. We got to do that again. Extremely articulate, well-spoken guy. Who gets it? Who gets it? We'll be back.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot, everything looks festive.
We're ready for Christmas, and we want to wish everybody, our friends, customers, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Well, if somebody's looking for something for the holidays, tell us what you have.
We've got the gifts. We've got the crystal. We've got the china. We've got the flatware. We've got extra chairs, extra tables. We've got everything. Christmas decorations. We've got the jewelry. Actually, anything you might like to have. We've got toys. And if nothing else, just come in and sit and rock a while with us.
What will be the hours of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for the holidays?
9 until 6 on Saturday. Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30. The rest of the week, Monday through Friday, is 10 until 6. The only change will be we'll be closed on Christmas Day, and that will be it. But we'll be here Christmas Eve.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, 2,600 homes have sold and closed, with 200 homes under contract. Our average sales price is up from last year to $174,000. Statewide sales are up overall by 7%, and our average sales price is up 10%. Increased real estate sales indicate a better economy, which translates to more jobs and fewer foreclosures. With increased sales activity, then buyers and sellers feel more confident about putting their house on the market, and the buyers are able to see more homes before they buy, making them more informed about their home purchase. With interest rates at historic lows, buyers can buy more house for their money than ever before. Want to find out more? Call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
We are rapidly approaching Christmas all across the River Region. People are shopping at Tucker Pecan for the holiday season. Tucker's has all kinds of Auburn and Alabama stuff that you can put under the tree or in their stocking, sure enough. Tucker's has tote bags and gift baskets that are made to order. Their candies are made fresh daily and will make your mouth water. Tucker has pecan pies freshly made that are, oh, so good. But buy more than one, though, because you'll eat more than you should. If you have friends or family out of town that needs a gift or two, come on into Tucker and buy it, and they'll ship it for you. At Tucker, you'll find barbecue supplies and some butt rub and even bearded pickles. Whatever you buy at Tucker and you give it to your family and friends, hey, they'll be tickled.
Tucker Pecan is located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. When their candies and pies are cooking, that smell will make you hungry. From David and the staff at Tucker, they hope your holidays are full of cheer. And thanks for shopping at Tucker Pecan and making this another great year.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year from Tucker Pecan. Ho, 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 ho.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Should have said interesting man.
Why would you say strange?
I don't know. I really don't know him.
He wants to give you anything you want.
Well, until he died.
Well, 1988.
That's when he died?
Yeah.
Wow.
29 years ago this week.
Remember that movie Blue Velvet?
No.
Ooh. Sicko.
You gonna get you a pair of those glasses that he wears?
I've already got some.
Just like Roy Orbison?
That turn green?
Good looking glasses.